Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about the common bullfrog, the largest of North American frogs. Usually, hearing the sounds of frogs chorusing is a true pleasure. Unfortunately, the deep baroom call of the bullfrog is the voice of doom for many native wildlife species. The bullfrog is an alien invader, an introduced exotic species that has been devastating local freshwater wetlands for over 100 years. Valued for its meaty legs, this native of the eastern United States was first released in the West during the 1890s to replace populations of native frogs whose numbers had been drastically reduced by commercial collection. Frog legs were a delicacy in high demand, particularly by restaurants along the Pacific coast from San Francisco to Seattle. To increase bullfrog numbers in the 1920s and 1930s, bullfrog farms were promoted as get-rich-quick schemes, which swiftly failed, leaving the inventory to escape or be released. Bullfrogs prefer warm water and have thrived in the increasing habitat created by humans. As vegetation has been removed from ponds and streams to accommodate human development, logging, and agriculture, bullfrogs have flourished in the warm water environment left behind. Irrigation ditches, ponds for watering livestock, and unshaded waterways provide habitat for bullfrogs. Runoff from urban and suburban areas also helps raise water temperature. Bullfrogs can reach 10 inches in length, and if something fits in their mouths, which are huge, they'll eat it. An omnivorous diet and voracious appetite make the bullfrog a hopping mouth. It eats wasps, crayfish, fish, including endangered salmon species, frogs, songbirds such as robins and red-winged blackbirds, mice, salamanders, turtles, toads, garter snakes, and ducklings and goslings. Bullfrogs have been implicated in the severe decline of several native bird, fish, mammal, reptile, and amphibian species. I once watched bullfrogs in Warren Slough consume 10 wood duck hatchlings out for their first swim in as many minutes. To make matters worse, bullfrogs can also travel on land. They have been recorded to cover more than 5 miles overland to reach new water sources. Bullfrog numbers can be limited. Join your local watershed council to help restore waterways. Help shade ponds, sloughs, and streams by planting native shrubs and trees. Try to let stock ponds or irrigation channels dry up, at least briefly, each year. Bullfrogs need permanent water and cannot survive a temporary dry period. Don't buy or release tadpoles or other animals into ponds or streams. Let native species move in naturally. Fishing regulations provide an open, unlimited season for catching bullfrogs. Develop a taste for bullfrog legs and dine on their bounty. How about a bullfrog festival? It's not so different from the crab, crawdad, and salmon events we currently celebrate. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.